Hey man, you nearly didn't make it!
Hi Rannan, I'm sorry, I forgot. I've had a funny week, especially the last 3 days.
Same as usual. When we all used to arrange to meet up, you used to keep us waiting then. You were hopeless.
Gee, thanks.
Valeri was telling me that her parents have almost been persuaded. Maybe they'll join us in McTech City next spring. But I don't know if it will be spring there. You know that in the branded cities every year, the company decides how to distribute the seasons? And what seasons are the best?
Isn't that amazing?
And you think that's good?
Of course it is, man. It's fantastic. Imagine having 12 months of summer a year. Or 6 of spring and 6 of summer. They could do it with those atmospheric processors.
Yeah, it sounds great. But how do you know that's how they're going to program it? What if they program 12 months of winter?
Don't be stupid. Why would they do that? They have to keep us happy. That's why we signed the contract.
But Renan, in that contract, you hand over your life to them, and you haven't even been there. You don't know what goes on inside them.
Yes, I do. My cousin Gard has lived in Tekyo City for 2 years. And all our friends, Yvonne, Bernardo, Michelle, they're all in McTech City already. They tell us some amazing things in their emails. Huh, that's the life.
But they have to work loads of hours every day. And then swallow what they make.
Come off it, man. You think you don't have to do the same here in the still unbranded territories?
Yeah, sure. But at least you're in charge of your own destiny. And if you want to drop out, well, it's risky and difficult. But it all depends on your ingenuity.
Oh, Jacko, don't start being your usual spoiled sport self.
Yeah, man. That's enough. Listen, I'll write to you, okay? Have I got your email address? Yeah, I think so. Well, I gotta go.
Shop.
Ja, das hat sich ja nach einer richtigen Freundschaft angehört. Ja, ich kann ihn ja schon verstehen, den Jacko, ne? In so einer Welt zu leben, das erinnert mich irgendwie so ein bisschen an diese Science-Fiction-Filme, ne? Hier, oder zum Beispiel Robocop, wo eine große Firma irgendwie es schafft, eine Stadt, also, oder zumindest versucht, eine Stadt irgendwie umzukrempeln. Ja, viele solcher Filme oder sagen wir mal mehrere. Und ja, ich weiß auch nicht, ob ich in sowas leben würde. Aber den Kids scheint es ja trotzdem irgendwie so zu gefallen. Natürlich ausgenommen Jacko. Aber das ist ja logisch. Ich würde es, wie gesagt, mich da auch 5-mal, 6-mal, 7-mal, ach, wie viel mal auch immer überlegen, ob ich da hinziehe. So.
Shop.
Den Shop, ja, da können wir mal hingucken.
Look at, if in this is. Second-hand books. It's Mr. Aziz's shop, the father of my friend Renan.
Ach, das ist der Vater von Renan. Okay, der Sohn ist offensichtlich begeistert. Ich bin mal gespannt, was der Vater sagt. Okay.
Mr. Aziz.
Dann red mal mit dem mal.
Speak to. Hello, Mr. Aziz.
Hello, Jacko. How's your family?
Well, you know. Getting along.
They finally won out, boy. I tried to resist as much as I could. They couldn't allow me to take up so much space, just me with my small shop and my family, when they could construct a building like yours and sell flats to 50 or 100 families, and then charge them for services every month. The rates, rubbish collection, electricity, water, well... I don't want to bore you with depressing adult stories.
I'm not bored, Mr. Aziz. I'm only sorry you have to close your shop. You know how much I liked nosing around in those faded old books.
Yes, that's true. Though you never bought any.
You gave me nearly all of them.
True. I didn't set up a second-hand bookshop to get rich. But anyway, none of that's important now. I'm going to become Mr. MacTech with his MacTech wife and MacTech son.
And will that make you happy?
Do I have any other option? Listen, I haven't had time to clear out the storeroom and wind everything up properly. I'm coming back early next week to finish off dismantling the premises. Do you want to take care of the keys? That way, if you want, you can go in and have a look at the books. You can take what you want. I'm going to have to sell them by weight, and before I do that, it's better that someone makes the most of them.
Shouldn't you be leaving that honor to Renok?
Ranon has lived above that shop for 20 years and he has never set foot inside the place.
I really appreciate the offer. I'd love to keep a few good works. Though you might not believe it, I've been surrounding myself with quite a lot of books lately.
Well, here you are. I myself have put aside the most interesting ones that I had thought of taking with me. You'll find them in there, in organized piles. Now they told me that in MacTech City it's no longer fashionable to read. They say it's not necessary. That there's an endless number of better things to do than read. We'll see. Goodbye, Jacko.
Have a safe journey, Mr. Aziz.
Also der ist auch nicht so begeistert von der MacTech-Welt. So, das ist wohl eben diese Geschichte, ne? Ranon ist da voll begeistert von. Der Vater ist wohl auch etwas altmodisch. Aber er tut's. Wahrscheinlich seinem Sohn zuliebe. Damit wir wissen, was die Frau dazu sagt. Also die Mutter in dem Fall von Ranon. Aber das werden wir leider nie erfahren, denn es geht ja nicht um Ranon, es geht ja um Jacko und seine ganzen Erlebnisse. So, was haben wir denn jetzt hier noch?
Valeria.
Ach, die steht ja immer noch rum. Tag, Mädels.
Speak
sag mal.
To. Well, do you feel like having a pizza and then going to see some film? I think that film's just come out.
No, I'll give it to Miss Jacko. Look, I don't feel much like it. I don't know. You and me alone, all this has become so lifeless. And all this old-fashioned world gets on my nerves. I can't stand it. I'll have to convince my parents.
Well, okay. We'll be in touch.
That's right, we'll be in touch. Bye.
Shop.
Junge, lass dir eins sagen. Das Mädel ist sowieso nicht die richtige für dich. Wenn die schon irgendwie so genervt von allem ist und dir schon mal nicht so die Aufmerksamkeit zukommen lässt, die du eigentlich verdient hättest, also aus meiner Sicht, dann lass sie sausen. Soll sie doch einen MacTech-Prinzen heiraten und dann eine MacTech-Familie gründen und einen wir gehen mal zum Shop.
Shop.
Und der ist ja wahrscheinlich geschlossen, ne? Wenn wir jetzt hier...
Go to? I can't open it. It's locked.
Ach was. Ja, dann lass uns das doch mal aufschließen. Wir haben doch jetzt
Mob.
Hier...
Kitchen page.
Mob.
Keys.
Die Schlüssel bitte.
Use with
und
shop. Use. Once again in this city, completely free of charge and exclusively for Jacko's stall, a spectacular and unending pile of books. I've no wish to offend Mr. Aziz, but I sure am beginning to get fed up with finding nothing but books.
Ja. Würde ich auch sagen. Okay, was haben wir denn hier?
Street.
Na, die Straße haben wir ja gerade schon gesehen, da müssen wir nachher wieder hin.
Table.
Ein Tisch.
Look at. These piles on the table must be the ones Mr. Aziz wanted to take with him. Philosophy, history, art, biographical novels, there's everything. If I had to choose, I wouldn't know where to begin. Was that girl Jana's work on? Ancient Greece. There are several books here on the subject.
Könnte mal nachschauen, aber da können wir, glaube ich, nicht weitermachen. Ach nee.
Register. Book of Greece.
Ach, da ist hier tatsächlich eins. Kann man das...
Look at. Look, this has been put aside. It must be one of Mr. Aziz's favorites. The Banquet by Plato.
Dann nehmen wir das doch mal mit, The Banquet by Plato.
Take.
Na dann, haben wir doch auch wieder noch mehr Bücher.
Register.
Eine
Look
Kasse.
At. The old counter with the 1925 cash register. Already practically 100 years old. I'm surprised it still works.
Naja, warum nicht?
Paper 1.
Oder ist ein... Kann man das nehmen?
Take. If I do this, someone could get angry with me.
Okay, gut, das kann ich verstehen, dass Mr. Aziz da... Naja, das ist ja...
Look at. I know it's none of my business, but I'm really curious.
Ja, ich auch.
Let's see. Municipal Notice of Seizure. We hereby inform you that since your account for the accumulated monthly increase in existence and air consumption tax remains unpaid, you have committed fiscal offence 55M/123. In consequence, The local council intends to proceed with the seizure of your property. We should also like to inform you that, after 3 prosecutions this year, you continue to infringe the Spencer de Gaulle law for urban aesthetic consistency. I've no wish to offend Mr. Aziz, but I sure am beginning to get fed up with finding nothing but books.
Ja, das hast du schon gesagt. Okay, das ist ja interessant. Ein Rausschmiss sozusagen.
Paper 3, Paper 2.
Nein, wir brauchen erstmal das zweite, bevor wir das dritte lesen.
Look at. Dear councillors, with regard to the existence and air consumption tax, I make no appeal, since I am entirely to blame and accept full responsibility for the regrettable fact that I exist and breathe. As regards the law for urban aesthetic consistency, I have to tell you that my building has been standing since 1925, and that it was the 2 adjacent blocks of flats that were constructed later. This being the case, a very simple act of semantic logic would make it clear to you that it is the 2 neighbouring buildings which break aesthetic consistency, and not mine, which, as I say, predates them by some considerable time. I've no wish to offend Mr. Aziz.
Ja, okay, gut. Das heißt also, er hat sich jetzt gewehrt und gesagt, hier von wegen, mein Gebäude steht länger und, ne, und so. Naja.
Paper 3.
Dann lass uns das mal lesen.
Look at. Clear out of here, you disgusting four-eyed couscous eater, or your family will pay for it heavily. My goodness, how unpleasant. I told Mr. Aziz to call the A-team to find out who was sending these threats. But he said the A-team didn't exist. That it was only a repeat of really old programs on the old television. Paper 3.
Ach, sehr schön. Entschuldigung.
Paper 3.
Okay, wir haben uns das alles angeguckt.
Paper 1, Register. Ja. Street.
Dann gehen wir wieder nach
Go
Hause.
To.
So.
Shop. The shop.
Okay.
The corner. The corner.
Mehr haben wir nicht.
Go to.
Ja.
The big city. Pure.
Ja, gut, okay.
The corner. Door of building.
Dann gehen wir da wieder hinein.
Go to.
Und Szenenwechsel. Der Stein. Und mein Zimmer. Und mein Bett. Und mein Schrank. Und mein Schreibtisch. Und überhaupt. Und ich.
Und damn it! I don't know what's happening to everyone. People are going crazy about anything that's promised them. They don't even know if it's true. They just see it on the TV and swallow it. Come, everything's easy here. Nobody questions anything. Nobody doubts. It's as if their brain has turned to yogurt. You just have to dip your finger in and it leaves an impression. And me? What's happening to me? What have I got? A load of things in my life which are all muddled up and make no sense. Like this thing. A stone of marvels, which is no use for anything except keeping me awake. Since it's been with me, I've been having those weird dreams. Sometimes peaceful and sometimes horrible. The Stone of Marvels or the Ever Beginning or whatever that nutter who made out to be my uncle said. What the hell is this thing? Why do I want it? I should flush it down the toilet, pack my damn bags and clear off to one of those cities. If life's good there, I've won. And if it isn't, well, it'll be the same as living around here. Freedom? Ha! Why am I so bothered about that? As if it meant anything these days. Oh, oh, damn it! I must have started off something else now. I hate this thing. Broken! Jacko, you stupid idiot, what have you done?
Uh-oh.